It's time for Hoag Health Radio. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Hello there. Welcome to the program. Thanks very, very much for being here today. On today's show, we have a very wonderful guest. She is Jane Duell, registered nurse and BSN director of the neonatal ICU at Hoag. We'll be talking a bit about the NICU facility and capabilities, since it's a key component of Hoag's women's health services. And just so that you're on board, NICU stands for Neonatal Intensive Care Unit, and that is a mouthful. Welcome, Jane.
Thank you.
What a job you have. I mean, taking care of Hoag's littlest patients and making sure they get the best start in life they possibly can. Now, that's a lot of pressure, but I'm sure it's immensely rewarding as well.
It is, and I don't know anyone in the world of neonatal that doesn't consider it a privilege every day.
Oh, that's so wonderful. And you say it's a small world, pun intended, in the neonatal industry.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Which means, of course, you work hand-in-hand with other institutions like CHOC.
Correct.
And tell everybody what CHOC is.
Well, CHOC is Children's Hospital of Orange County, now known as CHOC Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they provide services for a baby right after birth until some of them they're still treating for years and years. What makes CHOC unique for us is that we have a direct partnership with them. And what that means is that when a baby is born here with maybe special needs, heart defect, or any other kind of thing that may require surgery, we can have that patient taken to CHOC by their transport team. And we also have neonatologists who work here who are CHOC neonatologists.
Wonderful.
So we have a good cross-pollination.
I understand you've worked in both places, so that's great for you to be a liaison between the two institutions.
Yes, indeed.
Let's talk a little bit about the NICU facility itself, because it's such an important environment for these babies. What's the biggest difference between a mother's womb and a typical neonatal intensive care environment?
Well, one, when mom has babies still in utero, baby's protected by this wonderful amniotic fluid that's warm, gives them room to, you know, move around. They're not hearing any obtrusive noises. Mm-hmm. They aren't seeing any bright lights. And all those things are important because we're starting to develop all of our hearing, sensory, auditory, all those things are developing in utero from the very beginning. If babies are exposed to real loud noises like they are in the NICU, mm-hmm. It interrupts that development of the hair inside the ear that allows the baby to hear later.
Okay.
If you cannot hear, you have a hearing deficit, it makes your learning abilities later in life very difficult. Exposure to too much light or too much oxygen can damage baby's eyes.
Too much oxygen, now that's interesting. What case would provide too much oxygen for a child?
Years ago, we had incubators, and we found out if we gave oxygen through those incubators, babies were good and pink, and they didn't have alarms. They did very well.
Mm-hmm.
What we did not know was that babies' eyes are developing. The retina is not fully developed until almost 31 weeks, sometimes mm-hmm. after that. And if you give a baby too much oxygen in that time frame, all the wiring, all the capillary wiring that's going on for that retina
mm-hmm.
will go in directions it wasn't intended.
And
that can cause the retina to detach. That can lead to blindness. One of the most famous singers of our time, Stevie Wonder was one of
yeah.
those babies
mm-hmm.
Who was born early and treated with too much oxygen. So we know now less is more, and we know how to treat that. So to get back to your question, mom has a protective everything for that baby
mm-hmm.
that once they're born is gone, both from an infection standpoint, from noise, sound, pain.
Mm-hmm.
Babies' brains, if they're born too early, of course, the myelination, all the coating that's on those neural pathways is incomplete. In the old days, we used to think that, you know, babies didn't feel pain for that reason, and now we know not only do they feel it, but it's more intense because you don't have that myelination laid down.
There's also something you do in terms of proper positioning on these babies, and also therapeutic touch and comfort.
Mm-hmm, very much. The importance of the NICU and trying to recreate the utero experience again with the baby, especially those that are born too early, is super important. And remember how I said babies swimming around in this wonderful amniotic fluid that keeps them nice and flexed and not, you know, spread out like a starfish. If you don't fix that in the NICU, if your nurse, you know, doesn't have the education to understand how important it is to bring, you know, the baby back into a flexed near in utero position, they can have motor problems later. They can have their arms flayed out so that they lose the muscle.
Really?
That work properly.
Huh.
Well, we've learned much. We've learned a lot in neonatal in the years since my great-grandmother was a midwife.
Mm-hmm.
She rode horseback back at the turn of the century in the hills of Pennsylvania.
Wow.
She didn't have the technologies we have today.
Sure.
Even in the last 10 years, the things that we have learned with developmental care and therapeutic touch is so important.
Also, you have infant care in the NICU round the clock, right?
We do, and our neonatologists are here 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a dynamic team that includes not just the physicians and nursing, but also respiratory therapists to help with, you know, babies who are requiring respiratory support.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a developmental specialist who's also a trained lactation consultant.
Great.
They are essential to the team.
Sarah and Rich in Rancho Cucamonga have sent us an email, and they want to know, what's the air temperature in the incubators? I guess they're wondering how the babies keep warm in the hospital, which usually has to be air-conditioned for the, you know, all the high-tech equipment you have.
Correct, correct. A very good question. We set the temperature based on the baby's gestational age and days of life. Now, when a baby is first born, remember how I was saying we were trying to recreate that environment again. So if a baby's born a couple months early, they're going to be in an incubator with about 80% humidification, and that temperature is going to be very close to body temperature, which is 98 degrees, 98.6.
Okay.
And then it will adjust down as that baby matures and gets older.
And that you've got that down to a science, obviously.
Yes, we have it down to a science.
Okay. Do you have soft music playing in the NICU?
We don't have any music playing, and I'll tell you that we've learned a lot. Again, about noise, we struggle with it all the time because, as you were mentioning, there's so much going on in a neonatal unit, you know, x-rays and procedures being done, and trying to protect that baby from noise it would not have heard had it been, you know, if it was still in utero is very, very difficult and essential. So what we try to do with it is teach parents the importance of doing skin-to-skin or kangaroo with them, because really all baby would be hearing if it was born, you know, if they're born early, is mom or dad's heartbeat and, you know, soft body sounds. So we actually don't have any noise in the unit at all. There have been studies done on keeping music that, for babies who get a little bit older, you know, that is a, I guess what we would say are classical music, something that doesn't have variations to it. And certainly nothing that would be loud. Some of our moms will record their voices, and we'll play that kind of soft when babies are awake.
That's wonderful. I also love that you do really keep the parents and the families in mind, and Hogue offers a really spacious parents' lounge and two kitchenettes and computer access for education and research and even comfortable accommodations for overnight stays, which I think is unusual.
We are very blessed at Hogue. There is no doubt about it. We not only have the best of state-of-the-art technology for the baby, but we also have, you know, the greatest of the best in all categories, I think, for our parents. And if you were to talk to them, they would certainly, you know, tell you that is true. We have three partnerships that are essential. And we talked about the first one, which was Children's Hospital of Orange County. And the second one is our partnership with the OBs, and that is to identify those moms that are at risk early and be able to, you know, intervene. And that third one is exactly where you were, and that's the family.
Right.
Because we have an essential partnership with the family, because that's who that baby's going to go home with.
Absolutely. Today we're speaking with registered nurse Jane Duell, who's also the director of the neonatal ICU at Hogue. We thank her so much for being on the show. For more information on what Jane and her staff do, you can visit hoguehospital.org/NICU. You can also listen to the podcast of this show whenever you like and tell a friend. This is Deborah Howell for Hogue Hospital in Newport Beach. Please stay with us. There's much, much more to come, including a discussion about parenting the premature baby.